Hello and welcome to our broadcast. Here we are trying to figure out where God would have us draw the line concerning Bible separation. Stay tuned. Broadcast, we saw that there's two aspects of separation. There's separation from the world, and then there's separation from compromising Christians. And so we're trying to determine here in these broadcasts, where would God have us draw the line concerning separation? And that has to be the key thing. Do we really want to know what God wants us to do? And if we don't want to know the truth, then we might as well not bother even listening to the rest of these programs. But we want to get into the Bible and say, well, what is the truth? Well, one of the aspects we have for sure is that the Bible plainly says in the last days, perilous times will come. What's perilous mean? It means to be exposed to imminent risk of ruin. That's what it means. And that's where we are today. And so, Dad, you better draw the line or lose your family to the world. You need to draw the line where the separation is. Pastor, we need to draw the line or we'll lose our churches to the compromisers who are infiltrating into our churches these days. We need to know where the line is. Well, how do we know where the line is? Well, we've seen in our past study that it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Now, to study, that's hard. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 12:12 says, much study is weariness of the flesh. And it is. It's hard work. It takes a lot of time if you're going to study to show ourselves approved. The word says here, a workman. It takes a lot of work. Well, to study is one thing. Psalm 119, verse 128 says, I esteem all thy precepts concerning things to be right, and I hate every false way. I esteem, not just to study for a head knowledge, but I esteem thy precepts. And as I learn your precepts, or your rules is what this means, the rules of behavior, then the psalmist says, as a result of that, I hate every false way. So we're getting to where to draw the line here. We have to do the homework here. And we're learning to know where to draw the line is simply a byproduct of being obedient to these verses. It says in John chapter 7 and verse number 17, Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. If you do his will, you'll know of the doctrine, and that includes the doctrine of separation. We read in John 8, verse 31, if, there's a big word there, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, if you continue in my word. And so it isn't just a case, well, there must be a verse here and lists all the people I should draw a line here and separate from and all the things I should separate. No, no, no. If any man will do his word, he'll know his will, he'll know the doctrine. If you continue in my word, then ye shall know the truth. That's a promise from Jesus. Now it says in John 7 and verse 17, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So we want to know where the line is. We're going to not only have to learn, we're not going to have to study, we're not going to have to get into the Word and let the Word get into us, but then we're going to have to start shunning some things. It's called here in John 7 and 17, vain babblings, because they will increase unto more ungodliness. The Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse number 15, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. The prudent man looketh well to his going. And so we see there's some prerequisites to understanding the truth. It says in Acts chapter 17, verse number 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they, number one, received the word of God with all readiness of mind, and then two, they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. And so Paul the Apostle, he's a great preacher, inspired of God to write the Bible, two-thirds of the New Testament, and these Thessalonians, those people went home. First of all, they received the word with readiness of mind, and then they went home and searched the scriptures daily. Oh, we watch television daily. What's this about searching the scriptures? Well, then you're going to be ignorant concerning where God wants you to draw the line. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Prove all things. That word prove has been translated try four times. Put them on trial. It has been translated discern twice. Well, you put them on trial. Well, you're going to try them against the word of God. And then you'll be able to discern between good and between bad. We read in Hebrews 5 and verse number 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, listen, have their senses exercised to discern. What are we going to discern? Both good and evil. Now, if you can discern good and evil, then you'll know where to draw the line. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern. Exercised. Jude said in Jude 1 and verse number 3, beloved, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Well, how are you going to learn to contend for the faith? And by the way, it doesn't say contend against the apostasy. It says contend for the faith. Big difference here. But how are we going to do that if we don't have our senses exercised to discern between the good and what is evil? Now, back in Matthew 7, Jesus took the disciples, just those 12 disciples who were going to travel with him for the next 3 years, and he taught them in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. That whole thing is the Sermon on the Mount. And so in verse number 13 in chapter 7, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Now study it carefully, those three chapters, and you'll see the only people he was talking to, except for Judas, were Christians. And he was telling the Christians, enter ye in at the straight gate. Study those three chapters. Without a doubt, he was talking to Christians when he said to the Christians, go in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. The straight gate. He's telling these Christians to walk the narrow path. Most commentaries will tell you this has something to do with going to heaven. It has nothing to do with going to heaven. He used the phrase, your Father, which is in heaven, over and over and over again in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He's talking to people whose Father was in heaven. He said to them, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Now, we need to understand that. If you're going to understand, you want to get into the Word of God and you want to find out where God wants you to draw the line, you're going to find out that you're in small company. There's not going to be very many people who are going to be there with you on that path. And so when it comes to drawing the line of separation, we need to, number one, study workmen that need not to be ashamed. We need two, we need to esteem his precepts so that we hate every false way. And then we need to do his will, he said, and you'll know the doctrine. He also said, continue in his word and you'll know the truth. Shun the profane babblers, it says in 2 Timothy 2:16. Receive the word of God with readiness of heart. Search the scriptures daily and see if these things be so. And he also said, prove all things, prove them, put them on trial, try them against the word of God. And then what happens is you'll know where to draw the line as a byproduct of simply being obedient to the commands of the Lord.